俄军轰炸乌东以及马里乌波尔一家钢铁厂。联合国秘书长本周将访俄乌，会晤普京和泽连斯基。欧洲领导人祝贺法国总统马克龙胜选。各位观众朋友大家好，欢迎收看美国观察，我是李森。首先来关注今天的重要新闻。首先还是乌克兰局势。星期六，俄罗斯恢复了对躲藏在马里乌波尔一座大型钢铁厂内的最后一批乌克兰守军的进攻。几天前，莫斯科宣布在这个南部城市取得了胜利，并表示俄军不需要占领这个工厂。乌克兰总统泽连斯基表示，乌克兰军队还没有准备好突破这座港口城市的包围，但是他说，美国国务卿布林肯和美国国防部长奥斯汀将访问基辅，讨论乌克兰抗击俄罗斯入侵所需的武器类型。泽连斯基在基辅地铁站的新闻发布会上说，一旦我们有了足够的武器，乌克兰将立即夺回那些暂时被占领的领土。美国政府还没有证实布林肯和奥斯汀的任何旅行计划，美国国务院和五角大楼拒绝置评。泽连斯基说，在黑海港口城市奥德萨至少八人丧生，乌克兰武装部队表示两枚导弹击中了一处军事设施和两座居民楼，另有两座居民楼在周六被摧毁。乌克兰总统泽连斯基4月23日在记者会上宣布，美国国务卿布林肯与美国国防部长奥斯汀将在本周日访问基辅并与他见面。美国国务院和美国国防部目前没有证实这一消息。白宫发言人沙奇在上周一的白宫新闻简报会上强调，为了安全考量，美国不会事先透露任何高级官员访问乌克兰的信息。乌克兰国会议员克拉夫裘克星期天在美国广播公司的节目上说，如果布林肯与奥斯汀访问乌克兰，将对俄罗斯传达一个强有力的讯息，那就是乌克兰并非是孤军奋战。联合国说，秘书长古特雷斯将于本周分别会见俄罗斯和乌克兰总统，紧急面对面的呼吁和平。克里姆林宫发言人佩斯科夫证实，古特雷斯本星期二将会见俄罗斯外长拉夫罗夫，普京也将接待古特雷斯。联合国还表示，古特雷斯将于周四前往乌克兰，会见乌克兰总统泽连斯基和外交部长库勒巴。古特雷斯敦促俄罗斯停止两个月前开始的攻击，称这是他作为秘书长在联合国工作五年来最悲伤的时刻。他恳求说，停止流血和破坏，打开对话与和平的窗口。本月早些时候，古特雷斯派遣联合国人道主义事务高级官员前往莫斯科和基辅，探讨停火的可能性，但是他本人面临着是否应该亲自前往推动和平的问题。一些前联合国官员最近写信呼吁他加大个人和公众的参与。在亚洲水域游曳的一艘美国航空母舰星期六迎来了日本外务大臣林方正。他在登上林肯号航空母舰时承诺，日本将加强军事力量，帮助美国维护地区安全。林方正在美国林肯号航空母舰的机库甲板上对记者表示，能够亲身体验国家安全的第一线。他还说，日本将显著加强防御能力，并与美国密切合作。林方正发表上述言论之际，日本担心俄罗斯入侵乌克兰可能会鼓励邻国中国动用军事力量控制台湾，并威胁附近的日本岛屿。日本认为俄罗斯入侵乌克兰是对国际外交准则的侮辱。日本还对北京与莫斯科不断加深的安全关系表示担忧，包括中俄在日本周边水域举行联合演习。 美国驻日本大使伊曼纽尔陪同林方正在林肯号甲板上观看了航空母舰的飞机起降。林肯号在那里与日本海上自卫队举行了海军演习。目光转向法国，法国总统马克龙成功连任，他对欧洲和美国的友好的态度是否会持续下去，对中国务实的态度是否会改变，成为国际社会关注的焦点。接下来我们连线美国之音驻伦敦特约记者郑乐杰来了解详细的情况。乐杰你好。
你好。
刚才说了嘛，马克龙现在是已经是成功的连任了，就是说他对整个欧洲国家的这种态度是不会继续下去呢？
是的，马克龙刚刚当选以后，他到了法国巴黎的埃菲尔铁塔出席了一个晚会，在他进场的时候就播出了贝多芬的《欢乐颂》，是欧盟的盟歌。这个跟他2017年首次当选的时候是一样的安排，所以我们可以看到他是很明显是表达出他支持欧盟的想法，在晚会结束以后他才会播出这个法国国歌，所以好像就是表达欧盟在法国之前。那法国会继续在不同的方面跟欧盟合作，或是尝试带领欧洲的议程，这个应该是不会改变的。在星期天的第二轮投票之前，德国、西班牙、葡萄牙的领袖都在这个法国的大报叫《世界报》发表了个文章，他们没有点名是支持马克龙，但他们说法国人要支持自由、民主、更强的欧洲，这个明显是支持马克龙，而不是怀疑欧洲被视为极右派的乐盘。马克龙他现在是做到20年来法国总统都没有做到的事情，就是连任。这个对欧洲领袖来说，有一个可以信任、是熟悉的人继续在法国执政，应该是他们乐意看到的。我们也知道，选举过去以后，在不到2个月时间会有一个法国的国民议会的选举，所以马克龙可能还要一段时间是整理内政的事情，才可以回到乌克兰的问题上。我们一直没有看到法国在武器问题上表达他们在给乌克兰什么的武器。我们最多只是知道上个月法国的报道说到法国是给出这个米兰号反坦克导弹，但昨天我们知道法国向乌克兰提供这个155毫米的凯撒系统的车载炮，总值这个法国会给出的武器是价值1亿欧元的。
乐杰，现在马克龙连任以后对中国的态度，就是说法国和中国的这关系会有什么样的改变？
好，我们可以看到当前的法中关系可以用法国外长勒德里安在2年前和来访的日本首相说的一句话，他说在处理国际事务方面，中国是法国的伙伴，在贸易和经济方面法国是中国的竞争对手，但在政治体制上面，法国跟中国是敌人。法国国际关系研究院的研究员朱利安说，马克龙是正倾向维护法中双边关系，但这个有不同的面向。他支持欧盟在网络的基础建设跟贸易跟投资方面，还有人权，跟中国是有一个更强硬的立场。在法国国内，马克龙从来没有对中国是很严厉，但到一些特别的议题上，比如在维吾尔、新疆的问题、香港的问题、台湾的问题，马克龙一直的取态都是比较强硬的。但是马克龙也很支持全球化、自由贸易，所以在这方面中国也是可能很乐意见到马克龙，即使这是法国总统。朱利安这个研究员也说，法国议会跟台湾是有这个互换， 乌商访问的安排。去年法国议会两院都以非常大的票数是支持台湾在联合国机构的存在。他说，台北会觉得应该会认为马克龙继续连任，会在这个方面有对台湾有所利益。
嗯，乐杰，我们再来说一说马克龙连任以后啊，就是法国和美国的关系，或者是说马克龙对美国的态度是不是会发生变化？
嗯，我们知道，马克龙一直跟美国的关系其实是不错的，唯独就是去年九月，因为这个英国、美国、澳大利亚的这个新的军事联盟，它令到法国跟澳大利亚的这个核动力潜舰的交易价值660亿美元的订单被取消，所以之后有大概一个月、两个月时间，法国跟美国的关系是急转直下。但是不到两个月，就美国总统、副总统哈里斯就到访了法国。那以后他们的关系就好像很快已经恢复到正常轨道上面，在乌克兰问题上面，法国跟美国也一直在合作。当然我们知道，马克龙跟美国还有其他问题上的分歧，但总体来讲，我们可以看到法国还是很愿意跟美国合作的。
嗯，最后一个问题，我们再来谈一谈，乐杰，就是这一次马克龙竞选连任啊，他的对手叫勒庞啊，是被一般的舆论是把他叫做是一个极右翼嘛，极右派。那么这一次马克龙的成功的连任，是不是代表了就是在法国极右翼派的失败呢？
我觉得应该不是的，因为勒庞支持者其实他们很不愿意被叫做极右派。因为勒庞这一次的选举跟他2017年的时候不同，没有带太多提欧洲方面的议题，没有太多讲移民方面的议题，多讲的是民生议题，比如油价、比如房价之类的问题，所以在他的支持者想来，他不是那种极右派，而是反对马克龙的存在，但是勒庞在几天前的总统大选辩论是失利的，因为马克龙很容易的攻击他对政策不熟悉，对相关的数字没有认识，所以这个辩论的失败可能也是他这次选举失利的原因。法国的第二轮投票是一对一的，所以勒庞在这次没有成功，可能不是因为选民是真的支持马克龙，而是有很多人他们可能不喜欢马克龙，也不喜欢勒庞，但没有选择之下，他唯有先投票给马克龙，去阻止勒庞当选。但是我们可以看到，对比上一次选举，勒庞的票数是比上一次上升了8%，还有这个弃权票、抗议票是接近30%。显示马克龙在这次选举的支持度其实低了很多。那我们可以看到，就算勒庞未来可能不会再参选，但他的路线不会消失，这个还会持续在法国、在欧洲、在全世界，我们也要继续观察这个所谓的极右派的发展。
嗯，好的，谢谢乐杰啊，非常感谢美国之音驻伦敦特约记者郑乐杰在伦敦的连线报道，谢谢。
谢。
曾经在新疆学习，并且因为参加丝绸之路好声音的竞赛而在新疆维吾尔自治区广为人知的美国女博士伊丽丝·安德森，她的维吾尔名字叫做娜扎凯提，她会说维吾尔语，擅长弹奏维吾尔乐器杜塔尔和演唱维吾尔族的歌曲。返回美国后，为了帮助失去联系的维吾尔族的朋友， 而投身人权团体，为争取维吾尔族人权向全世界发声。
There are more tones and microtones being sung and performed than my own, you know, ear really can even hear sometimes as someone trained in Western music and in very particular styles of it. And I, so I was really drawn to these melodies. As an undergraduate, between my sophomore and junior years of college, I traveled to Urumqi and taught English in a one-month program at Xinjiang University. Prior to my visit to the Uyghur region, I had no exposure to either the Uyghur or Chinese languages. I knew nothing going in. However, I was a music student at the time. I majored in voice as an undergraduate and also have a lot of instrumental music background. I play a number of wind instruments. So while I was there, my students and the friends I made took a special interest in introducing me to Uyghur music. PhD in ethnomusicology and Central Eurasian studies at the time. At first, I spent a year affiliated at Xinjiang University. So it was the Xinjiang Folklore Research Center. And then in my second year, I moved my affiliation from Xinjiang University to the Xinjiang Arts Institute, where I then enrolled in classes in muqam research and muqam performance, basically in classical Uyghur music. And I proceeded to spend 5 semesters enrolled as a student there, taking classes alongside local Uyghur students. In 2014, I competed in the first season of a televised singing competition called The Voice of the Silk Road. The Voice of the Silk Road was aired on Xinjiang television and financed and produced by a very prominent member of the Uyghur intellectual and cultural elite. The producers were filming the first season in an auditorium on the campus of the Xinjiang Arts Institute where I was studying. And just a few days before the first round was going to start, some of my classmates at the Arts Institute started to say to me, "Hey, you should go on the show. You should go on the show. That would be interesting. That would be fun." I made a very rash decision to appear on this show. Then a couple months later, the episode aired on TV, and, you know, overnight, my life completely changed. It aired on a Friday night, and I went out to run some errands, you know, to go to the market and buy some vegetables and meat on a Saturday morning. And as I was walking down the street, I heard people saying, "Oh my gosh, oh my, it's her. It's her, it's the woman from TV." And that would continue to happen for the rest of the time that I lived in the region. I went back for a very, very brief visit in 2018 to Urumqi, Qashqar, other cities, and the same thing happened even in 2018. You know, that I would be walking down the street and people would say, oh my gosh, wait, it's her. All right, this was prior to the mass internment campaign that rolled out in 2017 and everything that has come after it, right? So Uyghurs were starting to disappear. I also had a situation in which I myself was interrogated by two police officers from a pretty high-level bureau in Urumqi, and afterward, when I told some of my Uyghur friends about it and about how uncomfortable it made me, in response, my friends said, ah, okay, well, maybe you know just a little bit more about what it's like to be Uyghur now. I count some of my friends in the region as some of my dearest friends, you know, anywhere in the world. Very close to some of the people that I met, you know, while I was living there. And initially, when I came back to the United States, we stayed in touch with one another. I miss my friends. I fear for them. I wonder what has become of them, and I just don't know.
Менің үйәдіки ұстазларым вә достарымның бәзілері қолғы елінді вә бәзілері іздіреқсіз жоққап кәтті. Мен әр күні оланы ойлаймын вә күнім шыншылық ерім болыды.
I decided to take this route, to walk down this path, because I felt like it was something I could do to contribute to, you know, the global response to this horrible crisis. I felt like it was a way that I could use, you know, languages I had learned, right, and knowledge I had gained as an area specialist, while also doing things that would tangibly help my friends, my neighbors, and, you know, those lovely people who would see me walking down the street and say, oh my gosh, wait, that's her. That's the woman from television. The reality is that no one government or institution or even coalition has yet been able to do enough to stop these ongoing abuses. We still are seeing evidence of really grave violations of human rights. What we're up against is something so big, so all-encompassing, that it's going to take much more of a response than we have even seen yet.
Ирк болса, атар болса, су башлиса, ташмиса. Су башлиса, ташмиса. Мәшрүп болса, майндап болса, хәмәк кеше жоқлиса. Мәшрүп болса, майндап болса, хәмәк кеше жоқлиса.
Таңдин, чынсяң вей жоң. 掌握全球脉动，只要点击 VOA Plus， 手指移动，信息即来，追踪政治动向，体验真实生活，世界各地的声音，随时随地轻松获取。现在就下载 VOA Plus 应用程序 ，VOA Plus。
新冠病毒大流行凸显了检查可以从动物传播给人类的人畜共患疾病病毒的迫切的需要。美国科学家正在野外对鹿、熊和狼等进行测试，他们担心野生动物可能会产生变异的病毒，从而重新感染人类。
We're working on projects on moose health. We're working on projects on pharmaceuticals and the environment. And, you know, we just recently began this project looking at COVID in wildlife as a potential reservoir for wildlife human transmission. We are catching wildlife for this research essentially year round.Often we'll use clover traps where we bait the trap, a door drops down, and we'll handle the deer, put a collar and an ear tag and a COVID swab and draw blood. Similarly, we'll use a helicopter for catching deer, and in that instance, we'll use what's called a net gun. When we go out to recollar, we'll have to dig down through the snow, find the den entrance, and somebody has to climb into the den to put the collar on. First, we'll immobilize it with some anesthesia drugs.And put a collar on, oftentimes to draw blood, take COVID swab and hair samples.
So here at the University of Minnesota, we are testing samples from wild animals collected from the northern part of the state, northwest part of the state, for evidence of SARS-CoV-2 infection.The virus that causes COVID-19.
好，今天美国观察的全部内容就是这些，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。
Few places have the human consequences of this decline been as stark as they are in the Russian government's brutal war, on Ukraine. Over the last year alone, Iranian intelligence agents plotted to kidnap an Iranian-American journalist from her home in Brooklyn. The Assad regime threatened Syrians who were cooperating with efforts in Germany's courts to prosecute former officials for atrocities. The Lukashenko regime in Belarus.Forcibly diverted an international commercial flight to arrest an independent journalist. Every nationality, race, gender, disability, and age are entitled to these rights, no matter what they believe, whom they love, or any other characteristics.